Weekends with Ashley Walsh. It's the ideal way to spend your weekend on 891 ABC Adelaide, ABC South Australia and Broken Hill.
It may have escaped your attention, although I did notice Macca and hear Macca mentioning it a couple of times this morning that it's International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend, which is an annual amateur radio event. And members of the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society are taking part in the weekend, and they've headed to the Cape Willoughby Lighthouse on Kangaroo Island. And the publicity officer for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society is Paul Simmons. Paul, good morning.
Very good morning, Ashley. How are you?
Very well indeed, thank you. Now, we've had severe weather warnings in force for the whole weekend. What's the weather been like where you've been at Cape Willoughby at the lighthouse?
Well, we've got an unusual event here at the moment, Ashley. We've got some sunshine, which is quite amazing, but it's a little bit overcast at the moment. The sun is shining through, but when we arrived on Friday, the weather picked up really, really quickly, and we had a few problems trying to have the ferry berthed at Penashore, but we got there eventually, I think, after about three attempts. And, of course, Cape Willoughby put on another good show for us again this year, as it did last year. I think it was the windiest place on record again for the second year in a row since we've come here. And the wind gusts were up to about 111 kilometres per hour. And I think today, actually, they're actually predicting 10-metre high swells on the ocean just out in front of the lighthouse. So we're actually hoping that happens, and it should be quite an amazing sight.
So long as you're on dry ground, I'd imagine. It'll be okay.
As long as we're not catching the ferry today, actually, I'll be more than happy.
What have the waves been like since you've been there, though? Has it been pretty choppy?
I'm looking out across the ocean at the moment and towards the lighthouse, and there's a few white caps there. I think I'd prefer to be on dry land than out there at the moment on a fishing boat.
Now, where do you place yourself during this weekend? Are you actually in the lighthouse itself?
We have got about eight amateur operators over here from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. We've got a number of different operating positions set up. One of those is in the old weather station here, which is just adjacent to the lighthouse, and we have another one set up in the museum, so people can come along and have a look at the lighthouse and have a look at us operating. But we're staying in the lighthouse keepers' cottages, which I think were built around about 1927, or the second lot of cottages. The original ones were a little bit further down in the valley, and I believe there are still ruins there, but the lighthouse keepers complained a little bit about having to do the journey to the lighthouse in the middle of the night, so they moved the cottages here a little bit closer, and they've been refurbished and beautiful accommodation, Ashley, so it's a great place to jump in there at night and have a few glasses of red and warm up after the day's cold activities.
Nice open fire, sounds perfect.
It's beautiful, really, really beautiful accommodation, Ashley, and the setting here is just amazing.
Now, during this weekend, when you've all gathered at Cape Willoughby, the members of the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society, and it's for International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend, as we've mentioned, what are you doing though? Are you talking to other amateur radio enthusiasts?
Amateur radio is a hobby that's shared by about 3 million people worldwide. It's often referred to as ham radio, so perhaps people might have heard of the hobby referred to as that. It's undergone a little bit of a renaissance in recent years. About 2006, they restructured the licensing system, so that has actually brought a lot more people into the hobby. But the whole idea of this event is to promote the plight of lighthouses. And of course, I don't think there's any manned lighthouses in Australia at all anymore. So it's to highlight the preservation of lighthouses, but at the same time promote our hobby as well. So we communicate, or as amateurs, we communicate with each other via voice and Morse code. We actually have two dedicated Morse code operators here with us this year, and digital modes. We also have amateur radio television as well. So there's a variety of ways that we have contacts with each other. We've spoken all the way around the world here at the lighthouse this weekend, and all around Australia, and to quite a few other amateurs at other Australian lighthouses, Ashley.
Are there many others set up in South Australia that you know of? Have you been talking to any of those at our lighthouses?
Yeah, I believe there's about eight lighthouses set up by amateurs around South Australia. I know personally I've spoken twice now to the guys at Cape Jaffa Lighthouse. But this year there's about 525 lighthouses that are being activated all around the world. So as you can see, it's quite a big event, and I believe there's about 70 that are participating in Australia. And we've spoken to quite a few of those guys in the various stakes. In fact, there's one in Alice Springs this year, Ashley.
A lighthouse?
A lighthouse. They've actually created like a replica lighthouse, and they were given permission by the organisers to operate from there. So it's quite a novel event.
Well, I suppose that if you can have the Henley-on-Todd regatta, which I think was on yesterday in a dry riverbed, I guess you can have a lighthouse in the centre of Australia, can't you?
I'm led to believe that they're set up right alongside of the beer tent, my friend tells me, that's in Alice Springs. So, but they're having a lot of fun, Ashley.
Sounds like it. And the Cape Willoughby Lighthouse on Kangaroo Island where you are, is that still operational? Is that still working at night?
It is. It's set up as a beacon. It's a very historic lighthouse here. I'm not sure whether people are aware, but it's South Australia's oldest lighthouse. The construction, I think, completed in 1852, and I believe it's the 17th lighthouse in Australia to be constructed. So it's a very historic lighthouse, and it is still operational as a navigational aid.
Sounds like you've been having a great weekend.
Other than the weather, but I guess that's all part of the fun of coming over here, and I think the weather gods just turn it on for us each year. If we'd been here the weekend before, Ashley, I'm led to believe the weather was sensational, but... Nevertheless, we're having a lot of fun and hopefully promoting the hobby and promoting the plight of lighthouses around the world as well.
You're doing a great job, and I hope the weather does the right thing for the ferry trip home.
Yes, it could be a bit of an issue, Ashley, that's for sure. Very interesting.
Good on you. Nice to talk to you this morning, Paul.
You too, Ashley.
Terrific to catch up and find out what people are up to on their weekend. And that's Paul Simmons, who's the publicity officer for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society, taking part in the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend this weekend. And they're all at Cape Willoughby on Kangaroo Island as part of, as I mentioned, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.